Now I'm going to give you this. The word for comes of its own. We say memele koosi. Memele koosi. The word osi means comes. You remember when the man came back, he said, if I don't come back within that time in 30 days, my wife's get takes effect. And you remember that he came back and the rains had come down in the meantime, and there was a river that separated him between him and getting across, and on the other side were the witnesses, and he said, Chazuda Asoi, Chazuda Asoi, see that I have come, see that I have come, Asoi, Osi. That's the same word. Memela ko osi. It comes of its own. The vinyan, the receptacle that I make when I open the can, that memela ko osi, it comes of its own. So Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Rabbi Huda says I'm not allowed to do it, even if it's memela ko osi, but the fact remains, I've made a receptacle. Therefore it is prohibited. Says, in the same case, take case number two. He's taking the bench and he's pulling it to be under the shade. Look on the ground, he's made a chritz. Says Rabbi Shimon, that is permitted. He doesn't want the chritz. He wants the bench to be under the shade. But he's made a chritz. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's a job of she'enum is coming. And the chritz, the male ko'osi, it comes of its own. He didn't make the chritz, it just came of its own. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's wujud. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a Dovah She'enem is coming, it's true. But a Dovah She'enem is coming is also awesome. So Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't permit it. And now we've got our own case, and that is where he makes the first beer on Shabbat. And by making the first beer on Shabbat, and we are working on the assumption that Dam Mitzkat Moki, so he makes an entry. Does he want the entry or does he want the blood? If he wants the blood, the entry, it's true he has made a malocha. It's the malocha of Binyan. But that is memela, says Rabbi Shimon. That's memela koposi. But he has made an entry, and the entrance that he has made, he's actually made an entrance, that is Dovusha Elim is coming. He didn't want that. He wanted the blood. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. But he did make an entrance. Through the entry, he made an entrance. He made a Pesach. Although it's a Dovah She'enem is covered. That is awesome. So you've got the Bachlokes clear, and I've given you three examples of it. Just one more line, and then you can ask me questions on it. Furthermore, says the Gemara, the Im Tinton Omar, and if you will say, the Dalut Solich, that he needs the dam, who says of memela ka'osi, and the entrance comes of its own. Halovaka Rabbi Shimon de Omer Dovah She'en is coming mutter. Is the law like Rabbi Shimon who says that a Dovah She'en is coming is committed? Or halovaka Rabbi Yehuda de Omer Dovah She'en is coming is also? Or is the law like Rabbi Yehuda who says the Dovah She'en is coming is also? Now, till then, it comes out that it's a straight machlokas, and I've given you three examples. Straight machlokas, and I've given you three examples where Rabbi Shimon would permit and Rabbi Yehuda would prohibit. There's, however, one more factor that has to be taken into consideration. And now says the Gemara, Im Timtso Lomar, Halokha Rabbi Yehuda. And if you will say that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore in the three instances I have given you, it should be prohibited. He shouldn't be allowed to pull the bench, he shouldn't be allowed to open the can, and he shouldn't be allowed to make the first beer on Shabbos. But there's another factor. Mekalkelu Eitzel Pesach or Metzakenu Eitzel Pesach. Is he a Mekalkel or a Metzaken? That means, is he spoiling something? This malocha that he is doing, is the result of the malocha that he is spoiling, or is the result of the malocha that he is improving? If he is pulling this bench to two underneath there, and he makes a chrit. He's making this, how do we translate the chrit?
Furrow.
This furrow.
Line.
This line. Put this line. Assuming that he's got a very well kept garden, and he's got a very beautiful pot, and he pulls it and he's made that, he spoiled it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, although I say Dovah She'enam is coming, is also is prohibited, but because he's making a malocha nevertheless, but if the malocha is such that it's spoiled instead of improving, then I agree that it is permitted. So therefore, if in the, by pulling this, he worsens, the chrit worsens the ground, says Rabbi Yehuda, it is permitted. If in opening the can of peaches, is he making the can, improving it, or is he spoiling it? If he is spoiling it, it's permitted. So what we usually do when we want to open a can of peaches on Shabbos, what we usually do is, we take a sharp edge, instrument, and we take the bottom of the can and we punch it, and then we take the top of the can and we put it under the we open it with the an opener, we open the top of the can, so he's made it worse. It's not a receptacle. So he's spoiled whatever he's done, he's spoiled it. Yeah. So then even Rabbi Yehuda says it's also permitted. And finally, to come to our subject, if he makes the beer on Shabbos and he's making a Pesach, and if through the Pesach he is improving or is he spoiling, what would be the case? What would be, in what case would he be improving? Improving is from a girl is made a woman, it's improving. In what case would he be spoiling? If she is a girl, if she is a basulo, she gets married, she gets 200 as her marriage settlement. The husband gives her 200. If she is a ba'ula, the husband gives her only 100. So now it means that should she at any stage remarry, her marriage settlement would be half of what it was before. So it made it worse. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the beer would be prohibited, if we are going to say we haven't made up our minds, which one prevails, whether he is improved or whether he is spoiled. But if we would say that this is spoiling, because now her tesuba is half of what it was, then he would say that it is permitted. And that is the first part of the Gemara. Is that clear? You've got the three examples, but that is the first part of the Gemara. So, as long as we don't jump to conclusions, we are able to go on that.
No one will say that under conditions of Chaburi Mishbar.
We're coming to that. We haven't got time.
Okay, one of the things, no one has said today that under those conditions he is Mutter. Everyone so far
is... No, that's possibly also that is Mutter.
Okay.
Yes. What do you want to say?
Is the spoiling... does that sort of show evidence that there's no intent, or that there's not an intent to...
That, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if spoiled, if it is Dovah She'enam is covered, even if his intent is for the blood, but since and of its own an entrance is made, that entrance is binyan. He says it's building and it is prohibited. But if it is through making that entrance, he has spoiled instead of improving, if what we're going to regard it, then it's permitted if it's spoiled. If we say no, it's an improvement, then it's prohibited. So we've got to decide whether it's improving or spoiling. Don't forget that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda lived early, round about the year 100 or the beginning of the 2nd century. And we are discussing this already into the 3rd century. We are at least 100 years, or perhaps 150 years, after the days of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, when we are discussing it. Got it?
With respect to the latter point, certainly the intention is to improve the woman. It's just kind of secondary that her value, her worth with respect to the ketubah is being valued, but I can't imagine somebody doing that in the hopes that she's going to be.
No, well, the point that we have to consider is, he says, we're speaking according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Yehuda says, if the thing is mamela, even if his intention is not for it, I've got to still consider it.
Okay.
So he says, what he has done is, he has made a Pesach, that is binyan, even if his intention wasn't for that. But if the Pesach is a kilkul, it depends what we are going to regard it. Is it a kilkul? If it is a kilkul, it's permitted. If it is an improvement, it's not permitted. That is the point. It's quite clear.
Seems kind of difficult because the same act can be performed,
and
a person can fortuitously be good or bad.
Very good.
If he's in a garden, let's say, where there's no grass.
Very good. Very good. We are going to come to that point in a slightly different form. But what we see is that the same act, When a person does, it depends what his intent is. He can do it and it can be a malacha, and he can do the same act and it's not a malacha. That is absolutely correct. But we've got to draw our conclusion from that. Our conclusion is that it depends on the machshavo of the person, on the mind of the person. We've got to take it into consideration. We see that. So in Shabbat now you're going to see what's going to happen here. I haven't put this principle on the board yet. So far, I've only spoken about the idea of halacha, these different halacha, and now I've got to tell you, bring in something else, and that is, it's got to be a malacha machsheves. The malacha machsheves. Later on we are going to speak about what a machlova machsheves is. If I am okay. It's a very far-fetched case because it's a, let us say that I've got a very sharp knife that's absolutely flawless. And I'm throwing it up in the air. And as I throw it up in the air, a bird passes and it checks it. I'm not allowed to do shkita on Shabbos. Not only is this a dover with air, I've had no thought for that type of halacha. I did it, that's what you call a misasik. I didn't have any intention to do that type of halacha at all. That is another thing that is still going to come up. And that is got to do with this concept here of Mahalocha Machsheves, but I don't want you to worry about that. Yet it's going to come up, and as it comes up by that time, it will be much easier for you to be able to comprehend it. Yes.
Okay. Question I had here, which was not clear to me earlier, and I hope it's clear now, is can we draw from this that in every case of a question of Malacha on Shabbos, that Rabbi Shimon will say, in such a case, if it's a Davar She'eino Miskaven, in that case, I will always say Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda will say, in every case, I will say Usser, unless it's a case of Mekalkal.
Until now, you can say that.
But I'm saying, is this a general rule that we could look at whenever they approach a matter dealing with Malacha of Shabbat, they will hold that way?
It's the same thing if you put up a building of two stories, you work on geometry, straight lines, you have, what do you call that?
Plumbach.
You've got that and you work it. If you're putting up a building, I don't think they put up those buildings, but there was a whole plan to put up buildings in Hamburg, to put up buildings of 800 stories, that you would never have to go out of that building as long as you live, you didn't have to go out of that building. They didn't do it, they didn't proceed with the plan, because they couldn't find out a plan of transport. Going up and down. They wouldn't be able to put enough lifts into the place. That was it broken that. So this was many years ago. This was the plan. They were planning on this. It's 800 stories that they were playing about. It didn't last for long, but that's what they were doing. Now, there you can't build on that. You can't do that anymore. There you've got to have other conclusions. You say, it depends how far you go. You can't, we aren't really yet to draw conclusions. Because pretty soon you're going to see that you can't do other. But from the fact that I have, that's enough.
On these two rebuttal, we can't hold that their opinions will stay consistently in this line?
No, because the other considerations too. There's a psychlation which we haven't had. There's a psychlation, the nicha, psychlation, the ena nicha, the nicha. There's a dovish ena miskavanah, and in addition to that, it's mitzvah. You see, there are lots of other factors. As far as you have studied, you can draw those conclusions, but don't pass them like that.
Dovish ena miskavanah clearly is malachar.
It's not, because he is doing it, and he knows what he's doing. He's opening a gym. He knows what he's doing. See, we aren't quite ready for it. I gave you an example of this. He throws it up. He wasn't doing any kind of malocha. He wasn't doing anything. Throwing up is permitted. The bird gets into the way, flies past, and it catches it. It turns over on its back as it flies past, and it catches it. It's a different type of thing altogether. He didn't want to do that. That he didn't want to do, it just came of its own. The whole thing came of its own. Yeah, at least it comes of its own, but the action, he wanted to do that action. Which is a different thing, but let us just leave that for the time being. Now, just forget about the loch machshavas for the time being. Just let us not do that, right? See, there can be another type of loch machshavas also. So let us get as far as this. I don't want to do the Rashi with you yet, although the Rashi here is very important. What I have done, everything that is in the Rashi, except for one point, everything that is in the Rashi, I've discussed with you. There's only one exception, that I'm going to leave until we come into the Rashi. Otherwise, everything is there. Now, let us come to the second part of it. Now it says the Gemara, Ika de Amri, there are those who say, the Im Timtso Loma Dam Chaburi Michpa. Now, you want to hear this? I'm sorry. There are those who say the Im Timtso Loma Dam Chaburi Mecha, that if you will say that the Dam is in the walls, and when he makes his entry and he separates the one wall from its companion wall, that means that it produces the Dam. Is le Dam hu tzorich ve'oso? Here he is making the Chaburo. He is making a Chaburo in order to get out the Dam. So he's got to make a chaburah, he's got to make a wound in order to get out the dam. So do we say that he needs the dam, he needs the blood, and he makes a wound in order to get out the blood, and therefore it is awesome? Or do we say he's not interested in making a wound? He is interested only in his own anua. He's interested in his pleasure. And in the act of his pleasure, of something that is purely pleasurable to him, in his act of doing that which is pleasurable to him, he draws blood. He makes a wound and he draws blood. And then we will say, it is permitted. So he doesn't want to make a wound. He doesn't want any blood. All he wants is to have pleasure. We'll say it's permitted. The Im Timtso Loma Dam Chaburi Mecha. as if you would say he's only interested in his own pleasure, that he makes a wound is a dover she'ein miskaven. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon? Is the law like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon? If he says like the Rabbi Shimon, although he's only thought of his own pleasure, but he's made a wound and therefore it's prohibited, or is the law like Rabbi Shimon? He's made a wound, but his intention was only to have for his own pleasure. His intention wasn't to make the wound, therefore it's permitted. So in the Salova Arocha Rabbi Yehuda, and even if you say that the Arocha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he made a wound, but it was a dover she'eino miskaven, mekalkel bechaburo or mesaken bechaburo. In this chaburo that he has made a chaburo, he's made a wound. Has he improved her or has he spoiled her? Same thing as before. The intim tzoleme mekalkel bechaburo hu. And if you will say that he has spoiled it, where then Rabbi Yehuda says that although it is a dover she'eino miskaven, and he says it is prohibited, but if it is mekalkel, if he spoils, it is permitted. Now comes a very strange thing. The mekalkel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Now here we've got another kind of machlokes. We've had, so far, we've had two machlokes. Now we've got a two. And that is chaburo. That is chaburo. Rabbi Shimon says that in anything, if you spoil it, if you on a cowkale, he says it is permitted. So according to Rabbi Shimon, strictly speaking, according to the law of the Torah, don't fast tonight, this charge will be in difficulty.
Yes, sir.
You don't know enough. You already see how it's going, that you've got to know more. If a person gets a letter on Shabbos and he tears the envelope open, can he use the envelope again? He doesn't even make a container of it. He tears it open. According to Rabbi Shimon, since it is mekalkel, although his intention is to open it, he wants to get out of it, since it's mekalkel, says Rabbi Shimon, it is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda also says it's permitted. Yeah. That is as far as all malochas are concerned, excepting two. That is Mavir, and here you've got a fork. Mavir is making a fire. Person makes a fire, and it destroys. So, a cord, is he chayiv or is he potter? Is it permitted or is it prohibited? Is it mutter or is it osur? To make a fire, I believe it's something that is becoming quite common in California. I don't like a person. I'm going to burn down his house. I go, and I'm going to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
I'm hurting his
head. But I'm destroying. It's mekalkel.
Oh, but you're putting his position on the insurance company.
He's only been to the first cheer on this subject, so he's basking already. So he says, look here. I'm being mekalkel, and Rabbi Shimon says mekalkel is alright. Even Rabbi Yehuda says mekalkel is alright. So I've got nothing to worry about. So he goes and he does it on Shabbos. He comes and there says Rabbi Shimon, oh no, in mavir, in setting a light, or in making a wound, even if he is mekalkel, it's not permitted. Mekalkel b'chaburah is not permitted. Yes.
Could you give
you a second
halacha?
Kabura. Yes. What
is that
law? Plowing.
But that's plowing.
And that's the chritz. Every malacha, we've got to be able to categorize. We've got to be able to put it into a category. Sometimes it's quite tricky. But these I will deal with you when we get to know the sugi a little bit better. and we are already apparent in the subject of Shabbos, then I'll deal with you of the division of the malachas, how these malachas fall into their different categories. But we are, rather than we are in the deep end, splashing about in the deep end, we'll get a much better idea of it. Yes, Harry?
I've got a question about Mikhail Kelner. Would be whose point of view? Is it making things worse in whose point of view? Is it improving things or leaving things more or less unchanged? With the example we're using right now of...
of making a fire?
No, the example in the Gomorrah.
Yes.
You were bringing up, you know, that if she were to remarry her...
Kesuba would be less.
Yeah, but is that making it, you know, is that an improvement? Hold on. Is that making things worse for him, or is it making things worse for her?
No, it's for her. She is the criteria.
Right.
It's the malocha. Does the malocha make her worse, or does it improve her? Does it spoil her, or does it improve her? That's what we've got to decide. You follow?
Yeah, I follow that that's what has to be done.
Yes.
I guess I don't understand, you know, how you weigh the different factors to decide whether...
Well, that will come, you'll get that. Yeah. You'll get that. As you understand this more and more, you'll get that. But so far, now comes a new thing. Yes.
No, I just want to pursue Harry's point a little bit further, and I don't know if I'll be getting to it, but for example, let's aside from the borough, if we're talking about the forage, when he's making a fruit.
Yes.
Let's say it's not his garden.
It's not his garden.
It's his friend's garden.
Yes, I don't want to stand with that. That's called a desecration. All right, so let's say it's a friend's garden, so.
So he's... As far as he's concerned, he's not Mikalkel anything.
Yes.
Okay, so if he's not Mikalkel...
Well, it's not like that. As far as he's concerned, then, it's more Mikalkel. It can be more Mikalkel. It's a question... You can weigh it only from the Shabbos point of view. There's another thing. Morally, is he allowed to do it? But then he said he's got permission of his friend to do it. Friend says you can do it.
Can now, do what? To move the bench or to make the burrow?
To move the bench.
Okay.
So he's got the right to move it. A friend knows if he moves it, he's going to make a chrit. So what's your question?
As far as he's concerned, though, okay, he doesn't care about being the cocktail. So what we're saying is, even though the chrit happens...
No, it's still skillful.
That's still skillful.
I thought you were going to bring in another point. No, that's still skillful. All right, let us go a little bit further now. Let's go a little bit further. So now Rabbi Shimon, there is another machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Another machlokas that's independent of all this. We are speaking about 3 and 4, where he makes the chavura or he makes a fire. The easier one is when a man makes a fire. He goes and he makes a fire. And he wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to burn down somebody else's cornfield. And it's nice and dry. Just before he's going to reap it, all you do is strike a match there. But it's Shabbos. He said, according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm allowed to do it because it's a Makalke. Well, Makalke of Shabbos is also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon says, just one moment. When it comes to Mavir, and when it comes to Chavura making a wound, I say, even if he's spoiling, it's also prohibited on Shabbos. The funny thing is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon there. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm consistent. If he spoils, he spoils, and it doesn't matter. It is permitted on Shabbos. So, but you've got to be very careful. But for example, if he sets fire to grass, because he wants the grass to grow better afterwards, or if he sets fire to a field because he wants to be able to build there afterwards, that is not kilku. That's improvement. That's tikkun.
I could see burning a cornfield as tikkun.
I mean, pardon?
Look, if he doesn't like the guy, burning that guy's cornfield is tikkun.
No, that's not tikkun.
Because he'll get a better neighbor.
No, that's destroyed. But if he does it because he needs the place, don't forget that is tikkun. I'm just saying, you've got to be careful how you work these things. Now we've got a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, independently of all this. In the case of these two, Chabura and Vapi, that you can see the difference here, because it's very difficult that they shouldn't be Makalkel. I mean, the whole idea is to be Makalkel in burning. You want to destroy something, or in making a Chabura. So he said, in these two, even if it is Kilkul, says Rabbi Shimon, it's still prohibited. It's prohibited. So if it's a dover that he's discovered, he wants to make a kilku, he wants to make a chaburo, or he wants to make a habor, he wants to make a fire, but doing it is makalkel, says Rabbi Shimon, it is still prohibited. Now, so we can have a situation such as this, that Rabbi Yehuda says, we are speaking now, idam mechbal chaburit. So he's making a wound. He's making a wound. This last part. The intim to lema rochik Rabbi Yehuda. And if you will say, and he's doing it only for Anos Atzma, but he's making a new wound. And the wound that he's making is makalkel, and therefore it should be permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if the law is like Rabbi Shimon, that a makalkel b'chaburo is not permitted, we can paskin like Rabbi Shimon in a makalkel chaburo, it's not permitted. And we can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that a dovo she'enu miskaven is osur, but he says makalkel is, says Rabbi Yehuda, but makalkel is permitted. They say, no, in that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Makalkel b'chaburo is not permitted. So we can come down now that Rabbi, we paskin, if we were to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and if Zam Yichbar Kaburi, he makes a wound. But his Kahanoa is, his Kabona is for his Anoa. He makes a wound, but that wound is Kilkul. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter, but it's possible that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Makalkel b'chaburo is Osur. So it comes out, he is not allowed to make, even according, if we say, Damichba Kaburi, and if he is Kilkul, he is not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We don't know if the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon on that one point. I know it's confusing, but we've got to go through with it. It's only when we go through it the second and the third time that will become clear. There's the Gemara. The Imkim Salome Bakalke Bakal Guruhu. And if you will say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be permitted. Because it is Makalkel b'chaburo, the Makalkel alochek Rabbi Yehuda alochek Rabbi Shimon. It's possible that in Makalkel b'chaburo, their law will be like Rabbi Shimon, that it is prohibited. So we can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda right down to the point that it is permitted. But since it is a Makalkel b'chaburo, it will be prohibited. That is the statement of the problem. There ends the statement of the problem. I know you can't have the whole of it. It's impossible. Now, ever bright you are. If you're a genius, it's another thing. If you're a genius, it's another thing. Otherwise, you can't possibly get it. I know how I had to struggle before I was a toddler. But you can only, by jumping in at the deep end, swim you can't, splash you can, splash it out you can. You can splash until you come and you put your hand out and you've got the bar there. And now you save yourself from drowning. That's all. So we're in at the deep end, we can't swim yet, but splash about we can. We know what it's all about. We're splashing about in all these principles that we have laid down. We're just splashing about. May I go to the Rashi, or would you like me to go through the Gemara again, and then go to the Rashi? Would you like me to go through the Gemara again without diverting and giving you all these explanations? Just state Gemara, and then do the Rashi. Yes,
John. Just one very simple question. It follows fairly close with everything you said here. The only thing I don't understand is how do you, or where do you get the information that we could say that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda up through this point, up until we hit Makalkel by Chabura, then paskin like Rabbi Shimon. What gives you the insight or inspires you to say it that way.
That's what the Gemara says it that way.
Where?
It goes right down. The Imtim Salamala Rochet Karabi Yehuda, 3 1/4 lines from the bottom of the page, 3 1/2 lines. The Imtim Salamala Rochet Karabi Yehuda, and if you would say that look is like Rabbi Yehuda, got it?
Mm-hmm.
3 1/2 lines from the bottom of the page.
Yeah. Got it.
The Imtim Salama Rabbi Yehuda, if you say the Lord is like Rabbi Makalke, Bechaburo, Mesakim, Bechaburo. Idi Makalke, Mesakim. Idi is a Makalke, then even Rabbi Yehuda will say that it's permitted. If it's a Mesakim, he'll say it's prohibited. The Imtim Salama Makalke, Bechaburo, and it is permitted, it's possible that in this we pass to like Rabbi Shimon and it will be prohibited. That is the tricky part. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, my inspiration comes from the Gemara itself. It's the Gemara's inspiration.
Thank you.
Mine. You think it's mine, I'm sailing at the post cards, right? Now, if you will be with me, then I can go over it again. Let's see, I've forgotten your first name.
Mary.
Mary, that's right. Are you getting it? Did you find it very confusing?
Yeah.
Well,
some of it
is what?
Some of it is getting through.
Now, I'm going to go through it again, but we're going to cut out all the examples. Now, I'm not going to deal with 3 cases, I'm dealing only with the 1 case. I gave you those 3 cases just to give you some kind of entry into what it is we are dealing with here. Now, let us start again. Iboyalahu. They pose for themselves a question, Mahu livo bitachilo b'shabas. What is the law with regard to making a beer the first time on Shabbos? It is true that in Beraita number 1 we learn, Umafrishirin hechoson minakalo, es hechoson minakalo mele Shabbos techilo mitmei sheose chaburo, that on Friday night you don't make the first beer. Should it happen that he didn't make a beer on Wednesday night, when a basula night, and he didn't make it on Thursday night, she was not feeling well on Wednesday night. She wasn't well on Thursday night. So the Chazal don't say that he's got to wait until the following Wednesday night. That they don't say. They don't even say that he's got to wait until the following Sunday night, so if anything goes on, he can go to the bed on a Monday morning. And they wouldn't say that. The only question is he allowed to make the beer? Is it permitted? Is he transgressing Shabbos or is he not transgressing Shabbos? And they want to know what is the law. Iboy Elohu, so they pose themselves the question. Mahu livo bitachilo b'Shabbos. What is the law with regard to make the first beyond Shabbos? Dam mifkat pokid, do we say that the dam is behind the entrance which is closed? And immediately he opens the entrance, the dam comes out. It's not making a wound. El chaburi michbat. Or do we say that the dam is absorbed in the walls, and when he makes an entrance, he forces the one wall away from its companion wall, and then he makes a wound. What is it? It's either one or the two. Let us start with the one. The intim saloma dam mifkat poki. Let us start with the one, and should you say that the dam is gathered together behind the entrance, and when he makes the entry, the entrance is open, and now the dam comes out. Do we say the dam who tzorich, that it is the dam he wants, and not the entrance? So although by the entrance he is doing a malocha of binyan, he wants the dam, and therefore it is permitted. Oh, because it's a dover she'enam is kavim, the binyan that he's doing is dover she'enam is kavim. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps le pesach utzorich, he actually wants the entry, he wants to make an entrance, so the next time he does a beer, there shouldn't be any obstruction. And then he's making a binyan, but also, and it is prohibited. The intim salam al adam utzorich, and should you say that it is the dam he needs, u pesach mamela ka'ozi, and the entrance comes of its own. So the entrance, although he has done a binyan, it's a dover she'enam is kavim. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon de'omer dover she'enam is kavim buter. is the law like Rabbi Shimon who says that if you haven't got the intention on the malocha, it is permitted? Or is the law like Rabbi Yehuda who says that even if you haven't got the intention on the matter, it is prohibited? The intim to learn malocha Rabbi Yehuda. And if you would say that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore in our case it should be prohibited, because he is making an entrance, and that entrance is binyan, although his intention is not for that. Is this a kilkul with regard to the woman? When she is turned from a girl to a woman, is it a kilkul? Because now her ketsuba is only half? Or do we say it is a tikkun? Because after all, she's a woman now. Now she's become a woman. And if it's a tikkun, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's prohibited. But if it's a kilkul, he would say it is permitted. Still there. Now, the Gemara goes to the other side of the bayah, to the second side of the problem. Ikud and Amri, we are those who say, the intim to lema dam chaburi mechma. And if you will say that the blood is absorbed in the walls, so when he gets the blood out, if it's the blood he wants, then he's got to make a chaburo in order to get out the blood. And that is prohibited, and he's not allowed to do it. So he's making a chaburo in order to get out the blood. Do we say the dam hu tzorich ve'osav? It's the dam he wants, and therefore it is prohibited, because he's got to make a wound in order to get out the dam. Oh, dilmo la'anuot atzma hu tzorich ve'shori. Or do we say no? He isn't interested. His mind isn't on dam at all. He's enjoying himself. He's not thinking of anything else. And if that is the reason, then the dam comes of its own accord. And if the dam comes of its own accord, he's making a burah, but his kavona is not on the kavona. It is permitted. The intim salam al anuas asma would sorry. And if you would say that he does it for his own, then as enjoyment for dam and meila kaosi, and the blood just comes as a result of it, the dam blood comes. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Is the law like Rabbi Yehuda that although he didn't have the intention to make a wound, but he did make a wound and therefore it's prohibited? Or is the law like Rabbi Shimon that since he didn't have any intention of making the wound came of its own accord, although he actually made a wound, it is permitted? The intim salam are halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And if you will say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and it is prohibited, because he did actually make a wound, although it wasn't his intention, Makalke b'chaburo, Masakim b'chaburo. Does he worsen her position or does he improve her position through the wound? If he worsens her position, says Rabbi Yehuda, it is permitted. If he improves it, it is prohibited. The intim salama makalke b'chaburo, and if you will say he worsens her through it, the question is, and therefore it should be permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the question is the makalkel, in the question of makalkel b'chaburo, where is the law aloha k'Rabbi Yehuda, is the law like Rabbi Yehuda that it is permitted, or aloha k'Rabbi Shimon, or is the law like Rabbi Shimon that where he is makalkel in making a wound, it is also prohibited, and therefore even if we'll go right down the line according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll come out in the end, since it's k'aburo, in that we pass like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it will be prohibited according to him. What is the law? That is the statement of the problem.
And I understand, let's tell me if this is correct, that when we are dealing with a binyan, the possibility of violating that malacha, then the question of dalar she'en musakim is relevant. Because we're talking about a binyan that occurs after the fact. But if we're talking about the malacha of chabura,
yes,
then the question of Dalvar She'enu Musakim is irrelevant. It's only relevant if it's about Mekalkel or Musakim.
Not altogether right, because it can be, it can also come up. If it is, for example, if he's only interested in his own enjoyment, doesn't want to be with that, and he makes a wound, so he's got no intention of making the wound, then it's a Dalvar She'enu Musakim. And if he is Makalkel at that time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be muter.
In other words, it doesn't make... It seems there's also subtext here in the Gemara that in the one case, in terms of a binyan, the possibility of violating that, of performing that malacha, the binyan only occurs after the fact. In other words, the bia takes place in the possibility of binyan. In the other case, the chabura actually takes place immediately preceding, or at least during
the bia.
The bia,
yes. Yes. Very good. That you've got to remember that.
Okay, but
we can't deal with it. But you've got to remember that.
Okay.
Got it? Very good. So that's what we call a kibbutz. That you've got to remember that point. It's a point in time. You've got to remember that point. That's going to happen. Yes.
The main difference, if I have it correctly, we're seeing here is that on these two points, on the case of Chabura and Ma'avir, in those cases.
Okay,
look.
Straight down the line, says Rabbi Shimon like this.
Yes. In all cases. Whether it's lighting a
he
fire.
He can make a fire, he can make a chabura, a dover she'enom is coven is mutter.
Okay.
But he says, that if he does it with intention, mm-hmm. he says, then it's high. But without intention, it's mutter. He says, if he does it with intention, even if it's makalkel, it's high.
Chai of meaning?
It's awesome. It's chai is responsible. It's chai is awesome. Okay. You follow?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a dover she'enom is coven, and it is a dover she'enom is coven, then it is mutter.
No matter what the circumstances.
No matter what the circumstances.
Fine. But if he's doing it with Kavana.
If he does it with Kavana.
And it's Makalkel.
And Makalkel, it is mutter accepting with
Makalkel. Two cases.
Accepting like that.
Okay.
Now, just leave it like that.
Perfect.
But Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between Enom is Kavan and is Kavan. It's always awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So therefore.
Except on Makalkel.
Just one moment. So he comes down, so he says, it's no difference. So even a Dovashe Enom is coven, he says, it's the same as a Dovashe is coven.
Okay.
Is alright. So therefore it should be awesome. If you come down as far as that, and now you say, but it's a Makalkel, what is Rabbi Yehuda do? But if it's a Makalkel, the Chabura, the law might be like Rabbi Shimon, and then it's still awesome.
Right.
Even for Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
For Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Mutter.
Rabbi Yehuda, at the last case, it would be Mutter.
No,
in the very final case.
You don't seem to get that. Are you all puzzled by the same thing? You're confused.
Okay, let's
take a fine point, though.
Look, just let me put it on the board.
In the case
of
Makalkel,
there you've got Rabbi Shimon, and there you've got Rabbi Yehuda. Take the first step.
Okay.
You do it. The first step is, it's a malocho with a dovo she'eno miskavin.
Right.
So here you've got dovo she'eno miskavin. The first step. Dovo she'eno miskavin. The malocho is a dovo she'eno miskavin. What does Rabbi Shimon say?
Mutter.
Mutter. What does Rabbi Yehuda say?
Mutter.
That is the main point. Got it? Now we come, what happens if it is Kilshul?
As a subcategory.
Yeah. That the same Malocho is Kilshul. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difficulty. It was already muttered in the previous step. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this step now, if it's Kilshul, it comes
mutter.
Well, it's good. Right. Now we get Chabura. If it is Chabura. He does a Chabura. Now, in Rabbi Yehuda says, by Chabura, now we are doing Chabura.
Now, is this Chabura with Kavana or without?
You soon see. Now we are doing Chabura. Rabbi, and we are doing it, it's a Chabura. It's a Dovah She'enom is coming. Dovah She'enom is coming. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon says, Mutter. Bachabura. Rabbi Yehuda says, also. All right?
It's still consistency. No problem. It's still consistent.
So we'll get the kill part.
Now we're going to speak by Chabur. It's a Dovo She'ena Miskabe. He says Mutter and he says Os. Now, therefore, if there is Kilkul, then it's the same thing here, Mutter, and he would also say Mutter. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mutter. But what would be the position if it would be Dovo She'miskabe? Dovo She'miskabe. And Chabura. I beg your pardon?
With intention.
And it is Kilkul. And it is Kilkul. Both together. And it is Kilkul. What would Rabbi Shimon say?
Chazer.
He would say it's awesome. Got it? Now.
Can we learn that from his general flaw?
Yeah, just one moment. Now, let us take Rabbi Yehuda now. With Rabbi Yehuda...
He'll say it's mutter.
Just one moment. With Rabbi Yehuda, it makes no difference whether it is a dover she'eino miskaven or a dover miskaven. It's also, it's only the kilkul that makes it mutter.
Right.
So with Rabbi Yehuda, now let us say that the law is like Rabbi Shimon, only by Chabura. The law is like Rabbi Shimon, by Chabura. So it works out as follows, and this is the tricky part. If it is a Dovor She'eino Miskaven, what is the law according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's awesome. But if it would be Kilkul, it would be Mutter. But if we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that a Dovor She'miskaven by Chabura with Kilkul is also awesome, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Dovor She'eino Miskaven is the same as a Dovor She'miskaven is awesome.
Right.
The only thing that can alleviate it is Kilkul. Mm-hmm. But a Dovor She'miskaven with Kilkul according to Rabbi Shimon is awesome. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovo She'eino Miskaven, Dovo Miskaven is the same thing. So if we pass them like Sher Rabbi Shimon here, Rabbi Yehuda would, we would also so say, yeah, we've got to say, if this is the law, then we've got to say, even if we go till here with Rabbi Yehuda, but if we say, yeah, we pass them like Rabbi Shimon with Chabura, we pass them like Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Yehuda here would have to say also.
What?
Not Rabbi Yehuda would say also, but we would have to paskin even if until this part we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Once we say that the law is like Rabbi Shimon in regard to Chabura, then we've got to say that according this we would have to paskin also, even if we come right down this line. We'd have to say awesome.
I understand that we paskin that way, but my demand for logical consistency somehow demands that out of fairness to Rabbi Yehuda that we put down that you would have said within Muslim.
All we say is the law, if we will say the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, excepting in one thing, and that is when it comes to Chabura, the law is like Rabbi Shimon.
Wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda still have said, but in that case I say it's mutter?
He would say yes, of course. But for what reason would he say it's mutter?
Kilkul.
Only because of Kilkul. That's the only thing he can say, is because of Kilkul. But we only go as far as here. We only go as far as this.
Okay.
We say, so when it comes as far as this, it makes no difference to him whether it's Dovah Shem is covered or Dovah Shem is covered.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? No difference to him. So this is the same as if it's a Dovah Shem is covered. Now, we say, he says all laws are the same. We say, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon with regard to Chabura.
But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't.
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't.
Right, I think that's what
you're saying. But we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So, of course, Rabbi Yehuda would still say, I paskin
right,
as Yehuda.
Right. But his opinion is not that. Right. His opinion is not
that. His opinion is that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is mutter. But we would have to say, even if we go as far as this with Rabbi Shimon, with Rabbi Yehuda, if
by
we
Chabura,
then in our case when it's Chabura, in our case we would say it will have to be awesome.
Okay, now I'm going to pose a question. It seems to me, having called the suit, that the one central question that we could ask regarding this Bia Tehila B'Shabbos is one thing. Is it a Davar She'eino Miskaven when that Chabura takes place, or is it a Davar with Kavana?
Because if we'll say that it is kilkul,
the end of it. You're right? Speaking of the end.
Yeah.
We haven't solved it. We've only stated the problem.
Okay, but I'm saying if we're going to say that we hold halacha by Rabbi Yehuda through this part on this case,
is it done with al chaburi or mifkat pocket?
I don't think we've even settled that.
Well,
that's what we're talking about here.
If it's done mifkat pocket, this doesn't come up. If it's done with Kapoki, then this point doesn't come up at all. That is the Rashi that I tell you, I didn't take
okay. that. So let me just finish. That if we are looking at Chabura, it is Nichbar Chabura.
It was, yes.
If we are looking at that case, and we're going to say now, which way do we hold, ultimately, the real question is it with Kavana or without? Because if we say...
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
No, let me finish. If we hold that it is kilkul, everyone agrees it's a case of kilkul.
Yes.
Then the one thing that's going to determine whether it's mutter or asur will be whether it's with or without kavana.
No. It's going to determine...
Yes, can you see? You can't see what I'm saying.
If now, we say... Even if we say it's a dovashe enum is kavan and it's kilkul.
Yes.
Even if we say that...
Then it's mutter.
It's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter.
That's what I'm saying.
But even if we say that and we take that view,
uh-huh.
If we pasken in Chabura that the law is like Rabbi Shimon, then we have got to say that although we are prepared to say that a dovo she'enum is coming and kilkul is mutter, if we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda with dovo she'enum is coming and kilkul, then Dovah She'enom is covered. The only thing that makes it mutter is not the Dovah She'enom is covered. Because as far as the Dovah She'enom is covered, it's the same as if it's the Dovah She'enom is covered.
No, but I'm saying, if we're going to look at, whenever we look at Chabur, we're going to Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, say that's the case, then the question of whether it's Asur or Mutter will lie in whether it's miskaven or without. With Kavan or without.
If we're going to Paskin like
Rabbi Shimon, on all matters related to Chaburah. Say, like Chabur, we always pass them like Rabbi Shimon. I'll say, fine, I accept that.
Then that will come out.
Then the real question is it with or without Kavanah?
Yes, then it will come out like that, yes.
One question I've got. According to what we're saying, that we know we're passing according to Rabbi Shimon.
Yes.
All right? That Dovah Shimon's Kavan and Kilkul is also.
If we can say that, yes.
Okay, we say that. So even that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda...
Now, if according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's a Dovah She'enom is Kavan and it's Kilkul, by Chabur it would be mutter.
Right, I'm talking about Dovah Shimon's Kavan, though.
Dovah Shimon's Kavan.
Right, the second case. Yes, okay. Yes. And we say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda,
yes.
It would be... Okay. In other words, at the end of this Gemara, what we're saying is that if we know this already, that we're passing like Rav Shimon, right?
We don't know this. The intim dilemma.
If we say that we pass
like Rav Shimon. This is only the statement of the problem.
Because if we say that we pass like Rav Shimon, then we have a problem with the first case also. By Dovah She'enom is Kavan. Okay?
According to Rabbi Shimon.
No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem.
That's the point. Because with Rabbi Yehuda makes no difference
between Dovah She'enom and Kavan. Right.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Dovah She'enom is covered is the same as a Dovah Miskaven.
Right.
So it's also, the only thing that can make it mutter is kilkul.
It's kilkul. But if he holds in the second case, by Dovah She'enom is covered, that kilkul, it has to be offered because we passed him like we have to hold it.
Yes,
we have to hold the same thing in the first case.
In which case?
In the first, by Dovah She'enom is covered, because the only thing that
Dovah She'enom is covered, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned.
As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, we have to say also, not mutter.
Of course we'll say it's also. As soon as we say Chaburi Mechbara, we say it's not dam mifkat pocket.
Right.
As soon as we say it's a chaburo, as soon as we say it's chaburo, then Rabbi Shimon's question comes up here with these things.
Okay.
That's right. Now, take it a little bit easy now. Sit back and I'll explain a few things to you that haven't directly got to do with the moral at all. And you can take your mind off it and then you'll come back again. The basis is there are 39 prohibited malachos, I shall say, 42 categories. What are the malachos that are taken to be prohibited? When the Bnei Yisrael were in the Mizpah, stop me if there's any word that I use that somebody doesn't understand. When the Bnei Yisrael were in the wilderness of the Mizpah, after they got the Torah, one of the first things that they did was they built the Mikdash. In building the Mikdash, they broke it down and they discovered that they were doing 39 types of malacha. And you can mention any of these 39 types of malacha, and it was inherent in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Where did Chrisha came in? They needed
trees. They needed wood timber, so they had to plow in order to get the timber. That came in. Where did writing come in? Writing came in. They marked the boards. This one went onto the northeast corner. So it was put on northeast. So they wrote on it to know which board came into what part. Two from the right northeast. No, that was the board came there. So they wrote. So writing was prohibited. They had to make dies. So the making of dies is prohibited. They died. So dying is prohibited. You follow? They had to kill certain animals in order to get their skins. So that is, shinto is prohibited. Making a wound is prohibited. All the lamed tes halachos, all the 39 categories of work come into that. Yep. That you've got, that is from where, that is the source of it. Now comes another interesting thing. What is behind it all? Why should work be prohibited at all on Shabbos? We're not speaking about halacha. They call this philosophy, whatever it is, but it's Torah. We have to understand. But I wasn't going to ask you.
Okay.
Why should that be? What is it? What type of work is prohibited? Hashem worked on the 6 days of the week. Hashem worked. On the 7th day of the week, he didn't work. The word Shabbos doesn't mean rest. The word Shabbos means cessation. Hashem ceased doing work. What is the work that Hashem ceased doing on Shabbos? He ceased doing creative work. So it's only creative work that was prohibited. Where do we see creative work? We see it in the building of the Mishkan, in the building of the tabernacle. There was the creative work, and there, that was what was prohibited. So I can, technically speaking, let us say we're having a shiur here on Shabbos. You can do what you did for the shiur. Bring in all the tables from the next room and all the chairs from the next room. Bring everything in. That is allowed to be done on Shabbos. You haven't done anything creative. All you have done is you've changed the place from the table from that room to this room. You haven't done anything creative. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed, after you've done it all, to take out your handkerchief and to take off your yarmulke and to wipe the perspiration from your face. Allowed to do it. No malach. That isn't a malach. Nothing creative. To flick on the switch and to flick on the light, that you're not allowed to do. That is, you've created light. That is a creative work. You've created light. So Hashem stops creating on Shabbos. Ceases them. So why is it so important for us not to do it? If Hashem stopped, he stopped because there was nothing more to do. So he stopped. Job is done. So there's nothing more to do. So why have we then got to stop also? Now here comes the really interesting. When Hashem finished creating everything, there was the first man and the first woman everything. And try and see what kind of a world it was. It was a dead world. It was a world without morality, without anything. And now Hashem. Now, you put content into the world. I have done all the physical side, all the creativity, I've got the world. Now you put content into the world. True or true? You put content into the world. And man has to put content into the world. In order to put content into the world, he doesn't do anything creative. That's been done already. He must now make his contribution. He brings Torah into the world. He brings spirituality into the world. He gives a soul to the world. Until now, it's only a physical world that has been created. And man must give the soul. Give the soul. Don't you occupy yourself with the creative work. That has been done. Now it's only the soul. And that is what you've got to do. And that is why all these malachas are prohibited on Shabbos. And now he is there to put content, to put moral content in the world, to put spiritual content in the world, and all the created verses do that. That is the way it works. Have you got it?
Why would it be only on Shabbos then?
Sorry, pardon?
Why would it be only on Shabbos then?
Yes, so that's the start of it. That is the start of it. He put it in, that content was given on Shabbos. And so every Shabbos, that is what we do. We supply spiritual content to the world every Shabbos.
Why isn't that creative?
Why isn't that creative? It's physically non-creative. Hashem does physically creative work. Spiritual content is not physically creative. It's not materially creative. Hashem created a world, but it was a physical world. It was dead. It had no soul. It had no spirit. And man is created, and he has got to put spirit. Everything is there now. So Hashem said, you put the spirit into the world. No, he does nothing creative. Only this is completely free for the spiritual side of the world. You follow?
That is the
reasoning behind it all. And that's how we get the Lamedes Melachos, we get from the building of the Mishkan, then we get the Lamedes Melachos. Alright? You find it tough going today. It's very tough going, I know. It's very tough going. But you've got to get through with it.
Let me review before we get back to this upcoming.
Yes.
Simple
just had. Yes. I can make it much easier by going a bit further. The next piece is easier by better. But we've got to get this right.
I'm just talking now about the malachas and the
yes.
Comes. Yes. I want to make sure I understand
yes.
you correctly. Are you saying that Hashem declined? I was just confused by the personal pronoun
yes.
because I couldn't see capital
yes.
H's or
yes.
lowercase H's. Are you saying that Hashem declined to put the spiritual content in the world? That was the job of Adam?
That is the way Hashem wants.
Adam's job to put the spiritual content in
the world. It's there, Hashem gives it. Hashem gives the wherewithal, he gives the material. He said, now you do it. Material in the spiritual sense of the word. He said, here it is, now you do it. Put it in. That is magical. The of
yeah, I have a question. I don't know.
No, it's not
what you think, Steve. Then one would think that the first day, that the reason that we continue to bring up the seventh because man has to continue bringing the spiritual content to the world. In man's first day on earth, his first full day is Shabbos, right? We were created on the sixth day.
Yeah, because he was created on the sixth day. Yes.
Okay, then why?
He was created the last thing on the sixth day.
Right. Sorry. Okay, you know where I'm going. I mean, the problem is, if we are reobserving every Shabbos, man's bringing spiritual content into the world.
Yes.
Then why is Shabbos the seventh day and not the first day?
What?
It
is his first day.
It is man's first day.
Yes.
I understood you. Perhaps I misunderstood your question when you're answering. If I answered your question, the question was, Hashem finished the world. He did it once. He doesn't have to do it every 6 days again, and he doesn't have to rest again. Hashem's done after
yes.
6 days. So why do we celebrate Shabbos every week?
Let's get that problem settled first. There's a very big difference between matter and spiritual content. If I build a house, I've built a house. It's finished. Yes, the house. But if I'm going to put a spirit into the house, I'm doing it all the time. As soon as I stop doing it, it ceases. So I'm doing it, right? Is that all of that? Right, to come to the next point now. Yes.
Shabbos particularly emphasized, I mean, in other words, I understood the question to be, given the fact that Hashem is finished from the beginning, why do we have Shabbos every week? It's what we put spiritual content in every week. And seeing Shabbos in terms of Adam.
May I just interrupt here for one minute? I just want to add something here. It doesn't mean to say for the rest of the week he doesn't put spiritual content. He does it the whole week, but this he does it to the exclusion of anything else.
To the exclusion of any material things.
Okay. Then please, no, it's not a foolish question.
Recommend it.
Okay, I think the point that I'm trying to make is the way I'm hearing you learning is that we see Shabbos in terms of man, and man's responsibility, and then restoration of physical reality. If you see Shabbos in terms of man, you accomplish the same thing. It's the first day.
Right.
Because it's man's first day, and because man's initial responsibility on earth, the purpose of man, as we just learned, was to put spiritual content into what you describe as an empty world, is the Hashem and Me. And then every week as we come around again, it's the first day again.
Shabbos was man's first day, though. Shabbos was man's first day, which is why we celebrate it on Shabbos.
I think I understand. Yes, but why we count Shabbos as the seventh day?
I understand what you mean. The Goyim count as the first day. I understand what you mean. One, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. The physical world is complete. The physical world is complete. Is the world complete?
No.
Never. When is it complete? On the seventh day. So you've got a full 7 days. Now you've got a complete world. So the seventh day completes the world.
God wasn't working on the seventh day at all. It was man's job. Man was working on the seventh
day. He was putting spiritual content in. God had ceased as far as the physical world was concerned. That was complete. The physical world was complete, but the world wasn't complete.
God and man were working together on the spiritual content.
That had to now be put into effect. That is how you get your 7 days. So you can't say afterwards, then we should have kept the first day. Why? The seventh day. All that happened on the seventh day. The first day we are back again to the first day.
Then,
have you got it?
Sure.
There isn't really a difficult thing about that. The interesting thing about Hirsch, I don't think it's altogether correct. I don't think it's scientifically correct. This is a very interesting thing. He says there's nothing in the world that works in sevens. Works in tens, right? You've got 10 fingers. You've got a decimal system, works in tens. Gives you twos. In sevens. He said it's only the 7 days of the week. We've got the Bris Milah. The 7 days, on the 8th day the Bris Milah. Start over again. On the 8th day the Bris Milah. We've got it in several things. But where is there nature in anything like that? He said the only place in nature is, it's in music. The scale has got 7 notes. And the 8th note, you're back again to the first one. He said that's the only place in nature where we find it. Somewhere in nature we'll have to find that there is the idea of the seven, and the 8th begins again. That is what he said. I don't know whether it's altogether consistent.
It is correct, except the argument would then be that's a Western
he argues that that is in harmony. It's got to work out like that. It can't work out any other way. Then you've got the system of harmony, that you've got those 7 notes. Anyway, uh-huh. That is what he said. I just want to just carry on.
We learned before that the first mitzvah that Adam HaRishon received is through Lulavu. This is a very physical activity. Did Adam HaRishon carry this out on Shabbat?
That you see, now you carry it as the interesting thing. You look upon that as a very physical activity. I look upon that as purely spiritual. In that he is.
They should create.
He's putting content into the world. That's the content.
Is he creating physical?
I mean, pardon?
Is it creating something physical?
You see, I don't look upon that as physical. This is content into the world. It's life. So is that physical? This is content. The continuity of it. The continuity of life. Life with a purpose. If the fish and the animals that they multiply, that is a physical thing. I mean, the whole idea is they supply the needs. But with the man, it's a different thing altogether.
Then Adam HaRishon would have been born on Shabbat.
Why on Shabbat?
For the same reason.
Yet, everything was ready, even the means, the physical means of creating the spiritual was also ready. That had to be on that day. I just want to get one. Yes, of Dogula Shomro. and of Gilgamesh of the Koran. Going, maybe so. The Hebrew Aiden, even the Hebrew Aiden, the Hebrew Tabor, that means to take to till it and to work it. They've taken that to mean, some take it to mean, I thought that it was brought down here, I can't find that it's got a what I would really like you to do now, under my supervision, is for you now to go through the modern work it on your own, in pairs. Then you'll get it. Then you'll get it. But what I'm going to do is so we've gone over the modern twice, right? Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do the Rashi with you, but this is Rashi that I have explained. And one new point will come into Rashi, and I'll just do that one point for you. All right? Now this Rashi you won't find any difficulty with it, because all I want that you should have a notion of the ideas there. That's what I want. The idea, you should have a notion of the ideas. Then the rest of it will get right. I've got to have Sroll, I've got to have you, Sroll, and Sol. At the beginning of the shiur next week, can you be here? Yeah. At the beginning of the shiur, because I want you to help me work on this. Are you done? All right. If you look at Rashi,
which Rashi?
Mahu libo bidechilo. It starts. Mahu libo bidechilo. You point for me so that I find it easy to follow. Yes, Mahu, yes, Mahu. Can you see Mahu? Libo Bidahilo. Mahu, have you got the place?
Yes.
Martin, have you got the place?
Yes, I do.
Harry, have you got it?
I don't have the place.
Mahu, Libo Bidahilo, Bishop.
Stop in the center of the tomorrow.
Mahu, Libo Bidahilo, Bishop. Got it? And the man, Mahu. Mahu, Libo Bidahilo, Bishop. Mahu, Libo Bidahilo, Bishop. Mahu libo bidechilo b'shabbos. Says Rashi, lo shemir lehu hach masnito dile'er. He hadn't heard, that means the Gemara hadn't heard, the Beraisa number one, where it says, umafrishin echoson, et echoson me'akalo, lele shabbos bechilo. Says Rashi, the Gemara hadn't heard that Beraisa. Didn't come down. There were different schools, you see. And each school studied its own Beraisa. This school didn't study the Beraisa. Inami, that abbreviation is Inami. Please remember it. Any trouble? Have you got the place? Inami or Shemir Lehu. They heard it, this girl heard it. Umeboy Lehu, and they asked, Halocho o Ein Halocho? Is the Halocho like the Beraisa? Or is the Beraisa not like the Beraisa? They want to discuss the whole thing. Get to the bottom of it all. Mifkat pocket, says Rashi, kamo pikodem. Do you know what a pikodem is? You know what it is? Yes, you know pikodem is.
Something entrusted.
That's it. A mafkid, once puts into safekeeping a pikodem. Eitzel Chaveiro. So this, he is called a mafkid. I give something, a pikodel to Israel. I'm the mafkid. This is the pikodel. This is the pikodel. And Israel is the nifkel. Just one moment. And Israel is the nifkel. Can you see, it's all the same word. And then we decided to give Sroel another word. Now, we call him the showman. He's the guardian of it. So the Nifkel and the showman is the same thing, but it's Pikodu. So this is the Pikodu that I give him. Says Rashi, Dam Nifkel Pikodu, Kamel Pikodu, it is It's behind the entrance, like a picoder. Now, a picoder isn't part of the bat, of the lifted, of the shelmet. It's not part of the shelmet. It's there, and when the time comes, I'm going to take it from it. The dam is like a picoder. Konus, it is assembled. The omate, and it stands there. The omate, and it stands there. The eino nivla bedot nehorechem. And it's not absorbed in the walls of the rechem. Liyos yetziyotso al yedei chaburo. That the way to get it out is by making a wound. Elo sheha pesach no ulbefono. The entrance is closed before it, who first came low, and one opens the entrance to him, and the blood comes out. That's the one way. El chaburi mechba, or is it through a wound? Dam besulim, the dam of the besulim, ayutze that comes out, the dam besulim that comes out at the first bior, ayyadei chaburo hupo, it comes through making a wound. Shehadofen misparek mechaveiro, that in that the wall separates itself from its companion wall. Im tim soloma mifkat pocket. Now says the Gemara, let us take the first case. If you will say it's mifkat pocket, the ein bo mishum chaburo, and there is no wound that is made. It's an entrance, but it's no wound. Kavonas ha motzio lemai. What is the intention of him who takes out the blood? The damu tzorich, does he want the blood? Rashi doesn't say for what he wants the blood. Why he wants the blood. That I've taken from Tosfos. He wants the blood in order that the sheep should not be again soiled at a later stage. The damu tzorich umizkavin lehutzio, and his kavone is to take out the blood, the shori, and it is permitted. The omivkat pocket, because the blood is there, it's standing there. He doesn't have to make a wound in order to take out the blood. Odilmo, or perhaps Le Pesach miskaved. His kavona, his intention is to create an entrance, so that for future bios there shouldn't be any obstruction. Vaharehu kavinyon le osur, and it's like a building, and it's prohibited. The intim soloma le dam hu miskaved. And should you say that his kavona is for the dam, velo Le Pesach, and it is not in order to have an entrance. Umiu al korchoch pischo mimeira havi, and you are compelled to say that the Pesach comes of its own. That is, it's a dovecha enemis kavin. Halocha k'rabi Yehuda bedovecha enemis kavin ve'osur, and it is prohibited. O k'rabi Shimon umuter, or is it like Rabbi Shimon and it is permitted? Now comes a piece of Rashi. The im tomar, wherever you see the im tomar, is it really in Rashi or in Tosfos? It means ask. The Im Tomar asks Rashi, Psik Reisha Velo Yomusu, but this is a Psik Reisha. And even Rabbi Shimon, who says a Dovah She'enam is coming, is permitted. But he will say a Dovah She'enam is coming is permitted only where it isn't a Psik Reisha. For example, if the surface on which I'm pulling this bench is a hard surface, then it's possible that I will not make a chritz. If there's a possibility that I will not make a chritz, then says Rabbi Shimon that a dovah she'enam is kavan is mutter. But where I'm definitely going to, it's a dovah she'enam is kavan, but the result must be a malocha, even if I haven't the kavon of the malocha. But the result must be a malocha. Then, says Rabbi Shimon, is prohibited. You see how careful you've got to be before you jump to conclusions. You see, can you take that any dovah she'enam is kavan?
Well, of course, with the exception of Psik Reisha.
All right. Can you give me the other exceptions?
Stick around, Charles.
Not in the remaining time.
I'll stay on.
It'll be a long way.
The Psik Reisha literally it means cut off the head and don't die. A man goes, takes an axe and chops off another person's head, and then when they bring him to the court, he says, you're up for murder. He said, yes, but it was unintentional. I didn't want to kill him, I only wanted to cut his head off. If you cut your head off, it must follow that the man dies, and it can't be any other way. So here, if you do something and it's, you haven't got kavanah for it, but the result must be a malacha, says Rabbi Shimon, then I don't say it's permitted. I only say it's permitted if it's not, it isn't that it must be like that. But if I'm washing my hands for a meal, and I take my water, and there is a flower there, and I do this, I'm watering the flowers. The flowers are going to benefit from it. I'm watering, I'm making them grow. It's something that must come. If it's something that must come, then says Rabbi Shimon, even a dover she'edem is coming in with her. Now, Rashi asks the question, he says, even if we'll say Dam, we'll say, but the Dam, he wants the Dam. And we'll say that Lokhi is like Rabbi Shimon, that if the Dovah She'edem is covered, it's true, he makes an entrance to this vineyard. But if the Dovah She'edem is covered, and Rabbi Shimon says the Dovah She'edem is covered, it's Mutter. But if it is a stick ratio, if the only way he can do it is it must result in this malocha in a vineyard, then says Rabbi Shimon, it's also. So Rashi asks the question on Rabbi Shimon. How can Rabbi Shimon say in this case that it is mutter? How can the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Shimon it will be mutter if it's a stick ratio? He must make an entrance. If he's going to get out the blood, the only way he can do it is it must be an entrance. It's a stick ratio. Harry, have you got it?
Yeah.
Ask Rashi the Imtum, I'm sorry. Imtum, and if you will say, Psik Rasha below Yomusu, this is an exact case of Psik Rasha. Where he cuts off his head and he won't die. He says he won't die. He makes the entrance and he says, but he didn't make an entrance. He takes out the blood, but he didn't, of course, it has to be an entrance. Says Rashi, Hopar Chinan Lola Kamon. This question we ask later on. So all Rashi wants to do is to prevent you having a sleepless night. We said we ask this question later on, Umashninon, and we answer, Yesh Shebekiin Bahatoyo. There are those who are experts at diverting, that they can make an entry without rupturing. Can do it. Since there is a possibility, however remote it is, it's not a particularization. A persecration is only if there is no other way. The only way it can be is that. That the only way is if you cut off a man's head. The only thing that he must die, there's no other way. You can't say there might be an exceptional case where you cut off his head and he won't die. There isn't such a thing. Yeah, there can be an exceptional case where a person, where a man can make an entry and there isn't an entrance. He makes an entry without rupturing. The ain dam yose, and no blood will go out. The af ain pesach niftach, and there is no entrance made. He makes an entry without making an entrance. Yilkoch, therefore, love the sick ratio below yomasu. This isn't the sick ratio. That is all that Rashi says.
That creates a problem for when he goes to the basement, because there's no, now is a question of the Batula.
Well, he knows, if he's such an expert, he knows he'll be whether she's a Batula or she's not a Batula. Right.
According to Rav Shimon, then if it's a psik ratio, even though if it's a kelkel.
Even if it's a psik ratio, even if it's a pel, leave out the psik ratio. Because, leave out the kelkel. Because Rav Shimon says that as soon as it's a dovish erem is covered, it's mutter.
That's right.
So he says that it's mutter here, irrespective, even if it is masakin, it's mutter. Says Rabbi Shimon. It's only by Chaburah that he says
right.
But
if it's a deep sick ratio, though.
Even if it's a Dovah She'edem is covered, it's also.
And even if it's a kilkel.
And even if it is a kilkel with a sick ratio. I'm not sure. That will come out. I'm not sure. We have to work that out. I'm not sure. Right. Not at this stage. Now, the intim to let us go on with the Rashi to finish the first five parts of the Rashi. The intim to Loma Aloha Karabi Yehudo, Akati Ikolami Boya. We can still ask a question. The Kaim Alon, because we, Paskin, keep Omar Rabbi Yehuda the Mesake. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that Yovel She'enem is Kavin is also only the Mesake? Avo the Mekalki Enem Aloha. But if it's Mekalki, then it's not a Aloha. So then it's mutter. And we can ask about this entrance. Im tikkun hu etzlo, o kimkun hu etzlo. Is it a tikkun with regard to her, or is it a kilkun? Now Rashi says the normal thing to say is a tikkun, and we also felt that way. So Rashi's got to explain. So how can, what kilkun can there be in this? Well, that's what a woman is made for. So what spoiling is there? Says Rashi, she habasula chashuva mina beulo, because the basula receives more than the ba'ula, she's worth more. She gets 200, whereas a ba'ula gets 100. That's all it is. Now comes a very interesting piece of Rashi. We could go further. If in the Gemara it goes like this, the imtim tzelom el adam utzorichu pesach mameila ka'osi aloche k'rabi shimon dover dover she'en miskaven muta aloche k'rabi yudir om dover she'en miskaven also. The imtim tzelom el aloche k'rabi yehuda mekalkel hu eitzel ha'pesach or mesakin hu eitzel ha'pesach. So Rashi asks, why don't we go on from there and say the imtim tzelom el aloche k'rabi yehuda the mekalkel? Then we ask the im, we should say, the Mekalke, is halokho ke Rabbi Yehuda.